I've always loved goat cheese. I eat it a lot on salads, on crackers, baked in a souffle. I just made it as part of a tapas dinner last weekend. Fresh chèvre from the market, molded into croquettes, fried and drizzled with honey. Very swanky. But a responsible locavore has to do more than buy local chèvre and pair it with homemade white wine sangria. So I went out to Fantôme Farm, where Anne Topham and Judy Boré make an award-winning fresh chèvre. And now I'm standing next to a tank of dripping whey. So this is the cheesery?
Yeah, it is. It's all in one room.
Definitely smells like cheese.
Well, that's because there's a lot of it sitting there.
30 years ago, there was nobody in America making fresh farmhouse goat cheese. Anne and Judy got their first goat for fun, and when they decided to try making cheese, they had to read books about it in French.
You know, it was that time when people were doing things like this. You know, people went off and started something out in the country and went back to the land. And I think about it now and I think, what? We just thought we could do anything.
Clearly they could, because now Anne and Judy are experts. And I went out there thinking we'd talk about the art of cheese making, but the subject Anne really seemed to like talking about was the goats.
I find them fascinating. They're never boring. They test you all the time. They teach you all the time. You have to keep learning to stay ahead of them. But I think people find surprising how much they want to be right where you are. They come right up to you and look at you. They really connect. To sell them and to lose one because they die or they get sick is really wrenching for me. You know, they're just really terrific creatures to go through life with. Doesn't it look like it'd be great to be able to move like that? They look like they're having such a good time.
They are figuring out how to jump right through that
Oh
hole.
yeah, they are. This one is.
How many days old is she?
Oh, she's a couple weeks.
Boy, clever.
Oh yeah.
Standing next to the pen of kids, I could see Anne's point. Baby goats are really cute. They have tiny little horn buds on their heads. They're still learning how to nibble on hay. Taking care of these 18 babies and the 16 milking moms every day, how could Anne and Judy not get attached? The farm is awash in mother love.
It's just something about when I'm in there in the cheesery making the cheese, working with the cheese, I feel all the goats in there with me. It's like they're my best partners, you know. I think it affects the cheese. I mean, I made good cheese when they weren't here, but it wasn't as good as it is now, I don't think.
It's the love and the cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, goats.
Anyway,
All
so.
right, time to go. Bye, goats.
See you later, goats.
You're very cute.
I'll be
For
back,
Wisconsin
baby.
Life, I'm Erin Kloon.